Hi, everyone, and thanks for joining me on the Bobby Bites podcast. Today is March 13th, 2019. This is episode 7, and it's going to be all about the ecosystem. But before we get into today's topic, I'd like to take just a moment to thank everyone that has listened so far, the feedback. Thank you guys for the questions. I really do appreciate every single person that's listened to the podcast. I am by no means a professional podcaster. If you've listened to any of my previous podcasts, you can probably guess that. It's just me and a microphone sharing my opinions on tech. I don't have seed devices. I don't have marketing devices that have been given to me to try. Anything that I've tried and reviewed or talked about, I have had hands-on experience with either by buying it myself or by going and borrowing one from someone or seeing one in a store and just taking the time to do as much as I can with it to see what I think of it. But that being said, all of the opinions that I express on this podcast are mine and mine alone. They are in no way indicative or reflective of any of my previous employers or future employers for that matter. So again, thank you guys for listening. So let's move right into today's topic, ecosystems. And I'm not talking about the biological kind, you know, with the specific animals living in their specific habitats and that sort of thing. I'm talking about ecosystems around technology. The different companies that create or try to create their own unique ecosystem. And just to kind of say that one that I have been in or have partaken in or have been involved with for the longest would probably be Apple's overall ecosystem, and they do a great job of completing or having a what some would consider a complete ecosystem. If you've got, you know, you've got iTunes for music, for movies, for TV shows, you've got apps, you've got the App Store for both Mac and iOS, you have a phone, you have a tablet, you have a laptop, you have a desktop, and you have Apple TV, and you have the Apple Watch. So there are tons of ways to get locked in or buy yourself into the Apple ecosystem and utilize it almost exclusively. So that's the thing that I really want to talk about today is whether or not we want to buy into an ecosystem exclusively or if we want to mix and match and use different aspects from different companies and just kind of grab what we think works best for us and hope that it can talk to or work with devices from other ecosystems. And that's kind of the rub, though, if you think about it, because in some cases that works, in some cases that doesn't work. So looking at, like, Apple's ecosystem, everything works together. It works together well. As a matter of fact, when I'm on my MacBook Air, if I want to move over to my iPhone, I can pick right up where I left off with most things, or you know, if I work on a note on my MacBook, then I'm going to look at the same note is going to be on my iPhone. Or if I'm working in, you know, a project or something like that in GarageBand, it's fairly easy to move it over and work on it on the iPhone. Or again, control the Apple TV, download, you know, music or TV shows or movies and watch them on my MacBook or my iPhone or an iPad or our Apple TV. The ecosystem is there. Now, there are things that are missing that I would like to see personally because, you know, everything is not going to be there for everyone. Now, these ecosystems have a different level of inclusion, and companies have to decide what makes sense for their business model and what's attractive to their customer base. You know, what makes me see or what I see as a full ecosystem may not be what you see as a full ecosystem. For example, you know, Apple doesn't really have a dedicated gaming platform or has never really had a dedicated hardcore gaming platform like, say, Microsoft does. Well, when you have Microsoft, their ecosystem includes the Xbox, which and PC gaming, which is part of their ecosystem, part of their Windows ecosystem. Works really well in conjunction with what they do offer, but then Microsoft is missing a few key pieces of what I would consider a complete ecosystem. Just to give you an example, like, for example, the Microsoft Band, which they discontinued not too long ago because of various reasons, and then they just recently shut the service down or announced that they were shutting the service down behind that product. for me, I feel like that, you know, was a little premature. I wish that they had kind of taken that to a different level and maybe put some more investment in that, because I do feel, for me anyway, to have a complete ecosystem, you're going to need more than just laptops, tablets, a gaming system, and of course the operating system. You do have, of course, the peripherals that go with those particular items, but I still feel like you would need some form of wearables, whether it be the watch or something else, you know, some peripheral devices that kind of augment what you would do with your primary machines. You know, you can't always pull out a laptop. You don't always have a tablet handy. Sometimes you just need glance and go. Sometimes you want, you know, the fitness tracking capabilities. That's where I think, of course, the band had strong functions in that area. But I think they need something to replace that. I think they still need something in that field, in that genre of device. And it's really important for me especially to think about it. You know, some of these companies really do take their overall, their market and their ecosystem in different directions. If you look at someone like, say, Samsung has, I mean, literally everything under the sun. They make appliances, they make mobile phones, they even make ships and buildings. I mean, just to say that their ecosystem is far, far more complete than anybody. They even make their own operating system called Tizen, but they utilize Android and Chrome and Windows for, you know, for their laptops and for their tablets and for their mainstream devices, especially the ones they sell here in the U.S. and for the most part abroad as well. So that, looking at that, it's almost like throwing things out there just to see what kind of sticks against, you know, throwing things against the wall to see what sticks and see what sells and who buys what, and just continually throwing things out to kind of get ideas about what direction to go in. And that's fine. That's their business model. I applaud them for taking the chances and for the innovation. But I also really like the idea of having a company that has a focused message. In other words, a one-stop shop for the majority of your computer or mobile or productivity needs. And you know, Apple does a great job with that. And as a matter of fact, I guess everyone is aware that there's going to be an Apple event on the 25th, which is just a few short weeks away. And everyone's anticipating that this event is all about their upcoming media and new streaming service. So, you know, I could speculate on that, and you know, I'll say that I do hope that there's more to it than just that. I know that's going to be an awesome announcement. I'm sure it's going to be something that we're both going to be excited about and at the same time worried about, because it's going to be a service that's going to be competing possibly with Netflix, with Hulu, with other streaming services. I know Disney is working on one as well, so we really don't know how this is going to play out yet. I mean, the pricing is going to be crucial. The content is going to be crucial. Whether or not they can deliver on this, it's just, there's a lot of this that's up in the air, and I'm really interested to see and hear what they have to say. Me being a hardware nut, I would really hope that there's some hardware announcements around this event. It appears as though the rumor mill says there's not going to be any. And if there are, it would be maybe a separate, just an announcement on the website later that they're not going to really talk about hardware at the event. I don't know. I mean, it seems kind of counterproductive to me to have an event that's just one specific thing about, you know, a media event without any hardware to back it up. But there again, I do have that hardware biased. So we shall see. But, you know, that's just the idea of Apple having this complete ecosystem, you know, with, of course, for me, they're missing the gaming piece. I would love to see high-end gaming available from Apple as well, you know, and I'm not sure how they would go about getting there. I don't know that they would ever develop their console or anything like that, but, you know, if anything else, they could actually partner with, you know, Nintendo or even Sony and try to kind of bring those games into the Apple ecosystem somehow, some way of mirroring something like that, or some sharing. And I know there's some of that happening now, and you know, and I'm not completely oblivious to that fact, but I'm talking about on a real, you know, partnership basis, or Apple owning some piece of this puzzle, you know, some piece of the puzzle that allows them to have the high-end gaming piece. Because, again, personal preference for me, that's just part of the puzzle of having a complete, you know, ecosystem that I could buy into. And that's why, you know, for me, I'm still in the pick and choose. You know, I've got multiple things in front of me. I've got devices with different operating systems. I've got things that don't work together very well, and I've got things that do work together very well. So that's kind of the point of why I really wanted to have this conversation, was to see, you know, again, I'm going to ask everyone that's listening, what is your idea of the ideal complete ecosystem that you could buy into? Are you completely bought into iOS and Apple? Are you completely in the App Store? Do you get everything through iTunes, your movies, your music, your TV? Or do you pick and choose, you know, just different pieces of the puzzle from different manufacturers? Do you have, you know, do you have an Android TV or a Chromecast and an Apple TV? Or do you have an Xbox, you know, Xbox One and a PlayStation? Or are you cross-platform in those regards? So just something to throw out there. I'd love some feedback on that. I'd love to hear what you guys are using. And I'd love to hear your thoughts on this, because as I grow this podcast and as I try to focus on what, you know, what my listeners want to discuss and what I can bring to the conversation, I really want the feedback to know, you know, what you guys are doing. That's very important to kind of guide this and make sure that we're going in the right direction with the podcast. So again, back to ecosystems, back to Microsoft for just a minute. You know, looking at the overall Microsoft ecosystem, and as I mentioned, that the band, I think, was killed a little prematurely. I know that Microsoft has the HoloLens, which has not been announced as a consumer device. You know, it's more of a commercial piece right now. If there was a consumer play, I would expect a much less expensive version tied directly into the Xbox ecosystem itself. You know, for gaming, I would expect it to be a little bit more polished as far as, you know, gaming. You know, the field of vision would have to be, you know, outstanding. And I could see that coming out. I could see it. It would be expensive as is, but I could see that as it develops and as this technology grows, for that to be a part of it. But, you know, again, I would love to see more peripheral devices for Microsoft in that regard. You know, I would love to see, you know, some wearables, or even, oh my goodness, even if I bring up Google Glass, which, you know, everyone knows the story behind that. It was announced, it came, you know, they did the developer editions, and people just made fun of it. But I still think the idea itself is viable if you have the right execution, you know. And I think we recently saw some prototypes of a new version of Google Glass, which I really hope that they continue to go with that. I really like to see some further development in that. Augmented reality is a key technology that really needs to be brought into the consumer's hands in some way, shape, or form, and in the near future. I mean, the technology is right there. I mean, we just need to have someone do it right. And I think between Microsoft, Apple, and of course, you know, Google has already been into this, if someone were to bring out, you know, a consumer grade level of glasses that you could see the right notifications at, you know, projected in front of you in the right way, or street directions or information, I think it would be an awesome thing to have. I think it would be a great part of, again, that overall ecosystem that one of these companies could potentially add as a piece of their puzzle. So it remains to be seen who is going to get there first and who is going to bring out the most compelling piece of hardware for this particular application. That's a wait and see for all of us, I'm sure. You know, I could probably just talk for days on this subject and not really come to any resolution. You know, for me, right now, it's going to have to be mix and match, you know, whatever I can find to use for whatever particular problem or need that I have, you know, whether or not it's all from one company or if it all integrates into one ecosystem or not. I would love to see the day when I could, you know, shift into one complete ecosystem, but then would I really? I mean, you think about that. Ask yourself that question. If I could buy every single thing that I could use or for productivity, for entertainment, for media, for, you know, for whatever type of consumption, all the way down to my television and my refrigerator, would I get it all from one company? Would I want all Apple products throughout my house, you know, for in that particular genre? You know, would I want those things to all work together smoothly and talk to each other and create this one network of items that just fulfill all those needs? And then when it comes time to buy something new, I buy something from that particular company and it just kind of integrates in. Do I really want that, or do I like the idea of having different parts from different people, different parts of different manufacturers, different operating systems, trying and tinkering with those operating systems to get them to all work together? Is that part of the fun? So I guess that's the question, you know, that I'd like to pose to you guys as well. What do you think? I mean, I've asked for feedback earlier, so, you know, in the comments, or just send me something on Instagram or Twitter, or, you know, in the comment on this podcast, let me know what you think. What's your idea of an overall ecosystem? What would get you to buy in completely? And if you could, would you want to? So I'm going to wrap up the podcast with that thought. Like I said, we could probably discuss this for days. And if you guys want further discussion on this particular topic, please let me know and I will continue to discuss it. And anything in particular that you want to bring out or any focus on, I can do that as well. So again, thank you for listening. This has been the Bobby Bites Podcast. Don't forget to share, like, subscribe, all that good stuff. And I'll talk to you next week.